Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kinney, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me today is Mark Roberts, head of research and strategy with Deutsche Asset and Wealth Management, to talk about the outlook for the real estate market here in the fall. So, Mark, let's go ahead and jump right into the question that's on everybody's mind, interest rates. Given that the market seems to see a rate hike as an inevitability, although maybe not this month, how's that impacting your outlook for the commercial real estate market?
Thanks for having me on, Alan, and it's great to be able to share some of our views here. We weren't too surprised in terms of how the Fed decided to pause. When you look at what's going on globally, if the Fed had really moved rates, it was going to be a modest increase if they were going to do it from what they had messaged ahead of time. But the risk would have been, is the dollar going to rise too much? Does that impact certain other markets? How would that impact exports and certain sectors in the U.S.? So I think it was obviously prudent for them to sort of take a pause in light of what's happening globally. Certainly closer to home, when you look at real estate yields, that's either in the listed or non-listed market, dividend yields and income yields in the non-listed market, both are trading at still pretty positive spread. So even with a 25 basis point move in short rates, when you look at those spreads historically, they're still very wide. And when you complement that with just where the fundamentals are, I don't think that any move on the Fed, whether they do something at the end of the year or towards in the early part of next year, the fundamentals in real estate still seem pretty well intact to deliver at least average long-term returns.
And Mark, can you expand a little bit on that about the market fundamentals? Where do you see things heading in the near term?
Sure. Well, we're getting the benefit right now. There are a few times over the course of any real estate cycle when times can be as good as they are right now. On the one hand, you have, generally speaking, very low levels of supply, notwithstanding certain markets, whether it's in certain apartment markets or certain office markets where supply has certainly increased. But generally speaking, inventory growth relative to historical levels is still very low. At the same time, we've had some very strong job growth. That'll probably come off just a little bit. It's hard to sustain the kind of job growth we've had when unemployment rates are getting lower like they are. But nevertheless, we still see some pretty decent job growth coming through. But most importantly, it's going to impact vacancy rates and keep them stable, if not lowering. But most importantly, when you look at the commercial sectors today, and I'm talking primarily about the office and industrial markets, there really are three sources of growth for NOI, which we're seeing, which we're in a good phase of the cycle. One of those is, of course, just declining vacancy rates and how that supports NOI. The second would be just a general increase in market rents. That's still on pace, at least 2%, if not greater, in certain markets. We're seeing pretty significant rent growth in a lot of different places. But most importantly is when you start to look at the increase of the pull-up in rents. So market rents today, on average, when you look at the U.S. in the office market and the industrial market, are probably about anywhere from 15 to 25% higher than in-place rents. So if a landlord is rolling 20% of their building in a year, at least is turning over 20% a year, just with average lease duration of about 5 years, investors can also participate in that increase in market price on those lease rates. So it's, typically you might see sort of rent growth or NOI growth at a property level averaging, inflation plus 1 or 2% over long cycles. We're at, 2 to 2.5 times that at this stage in the market cycle, just because of those fundamentals.
And finishing up, Mark, for the investors out there looking to capitalize on these trends, where should they be keeping their eyes?
Well, For us, you know, when you look at, say the top 20, 25 markets across the U.S., there are a few standouts. Some of them are certainly the late recovery markets of Southern California. Those markets obviously were hit hard with the housing issues, you know, seven years ago. Those are really starting to come back pretty strongly. You know, D.C. was the first to recover. Certainly that's one where, we've been a little bit more cautious. There's, you know, Washington, D.C.'s got a lot of good long-term characteristics behind it. There's stable demand with government employment. But the combination of sort of higher prices and an increase in supply has caused those returns, at least in the non-listed market, to sort of wane relative to the overall market. So that's one to be a little bit cautious about. We're also being mindful of just what's happening with oil prices and how it's impacting certain segments in Texas and so on, not creating a lot of issues right now. But I also say some of the other markets that have just been pretty strong, the Florida markets have come back nicely. There's some pretty good total returns there. Atlanta, there's been some really good job growth and limited supply, so that's improved considerably. And then when you look at a diversified metro like Boston, where it's got education, tech, healthcare, a lot of good dynamics going on in that market as well. But with any of these markets, obviously you got to keep a pulse in terms of what the new supply is and being cautious about that. But we're not seeing those types of risks in some of the markets I just mentioned.
Okay, Mark. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the Nareit Podcast, I'm Alan Kenney.